Ken, can you put your finger on what the issues were in the passing game?
Well, we just have to understand, you know, a game like this and the games moving forward, you know, guys aren't going to be scot-free, you know. So, you know, as a whole, from throwing the ball to catching the ball, you know, we have to make contested catches and maximize on, you know, the opportunities that we do get. There's no need to panic. You know, the great thing about this situation is we have another opportunity, you know, that I'm looking forward to.
Your reference is just that you might have guys in tight coverage. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, this is you know, when you know, playoff football, you know, this is a hostile environment today, and in the way it's looking, you know, we're going to have a lot of hostile environments that we have to go into. So, like I say, it's all about contested catches and the physicality that we must bring, and that approach, and you know, accuracy is something that needs to be in place as well. So I just can't overlook myself, because it was some errant throws that I feel like I gotta be better at, and I will be better at.
How do you feel Ron's been all year? Your decision making has been really good. How do you feel about that today?
Well, a couple throws got away from me, you know, and there at the end I felt like I was, you know, pressing a little bit, you know, too much. You know, that can't happen. And when you're playing a team and a defense like that, you know, they thrive on those situations, and as they did today.
Was the first interception with Devin, was that miscommunication? What happened on that one? Was it intended for Devin?
No, it wasn't. It was just something that I saw. I thought me and Burst was on the same page, but you know, just keep moving forward.
And there was a lot of that today, it seemed like, it with Greg too. Why do you think you guys in particular had trouble?
Yeah, we cannot, rush to conclusion. And you know, we can't panic. You know, sometimes it's just good to, you know, step back and analyze the situation and even breathe throughout the mayhem of what's going on. And I didn't think we did a good job today. There's a lot of guys pressing, including myself at times, and just knowing, you know, everything's A-okay. You know, at the end of the day, we, you know, when we panic, that's when, you know, our production kind of goes down. You know, we just have to stay smooth sailing, and we'll learn from this.
But Ken, what's your reaction when you come into the locker room and you find out that the Saints lost and you miss out on that opportunity?
It's all right. You know, the most important thing is next week if the Saints lose. You know, that's going to be important for us. You know, from the recollection that I got, you know, we do go to New Orleans. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, they know us, we know them. And it's just going to be about, you know, execution. And I think we didn't do a good job of executing today. And, you know, we're going to have a focal point in this week's practice on starting fast and, you know, putting our defenses in better situations.
And we've seen you more downcast after losses before. Are you able to kind of keep the focus this week because you know you have another opportunity after that?
To a degree, and it's all about growth. You know, it's no need to sob over something that you know I could have been better at. And, you know, these are the days that, you know, pointing the blame, pointing the finger, and even being harsh on yourself, you know, you kind of stay stagnant. You know, right now we need to turn the page extremely fast, and I'm going to do that and focus on the next opponent.
What part of the offense you feel like needs to get corrected the most before you get to New Orleans?
It's just the totality of the whole thing. You know, you just can't single out one particular part of the offense. You know, as a whole, we didn't do our job enough today. And I don't think we played with enough confidence. I think when moving the football, that gives you that unspoken confidence, and you know, there in the first quarter, you know, we didn't do too much of that. So, you know, putting ourselves behind the eight ball right there, that wasn't good. And you know, just learning from this, and hopefully we have a better outing next week.
It looked like everything started clicking at the end of the first half, and you know, you get the kickoff to start the third quarter. How frustrating was it? You just couldn't maintain that
quest? Well, that's just football as a whole. That's football as a whole, you know, knowing that we willed a score, going for it on fourth down, coming back from a sack, third and long, and, you know, persevering for that. So we got to keep that same type of mentality, that same type of focus throughout the drive, and hopefully it'll be better next time.
Cam, you talked for a while about how the running football has always been this team's identity. Mm-hmm. How much are you going to need that going forward in the playoffs? A lot of people talking about passing game, kind of works hand in hand.
Well, that's just controlling the line of scrimmage. And we had too many blunders that wasn't, that's not us. You know, fumbles in the backfield, miscommunication in the pass game. Just things that is easily corrected. And that's the optimistic approach about this all this whole thing. And just finding ways. You know, that's what it all comes down to. And we have to be better, and we will be better.
All right. Thank you.